Alaska Highway or what?
Airway.
1923, I think. 1923 in the spring. 1923. Could be 1925. In the springtime. Just like now. Fort Yukon is good to be sitting outdoors now, you know. People used to sit outdoors from breakup time. And there used to be stores in front of the village. By the river, I mean. There was Harry Berman's store and Harry Horton's store. There was two stores. And people used to, they have bench in front. People used to sit there. And I remember we were kids. All of a sudden we heard something. Something down the river was making noise, way up in the air or something. Nobody knew what it was. Everybody was running around. And Jonathan Hunter been to Fairbanks before, and he's seen an airplane. But he said, flying machine. That's a flying machine, he said. And Fort Yukon is shaped like this, you know, down the river. And everybody looked down that way. We know machine, all right. Everybody thought it was just machine was coming up. We didn't know what it was. Everybody got so scared that it just ran all over the place. And that plane was lost itself. But it just followed the river. And when he seen the sign of the grocery stores of Fort Yukon, it went right back over to Fairbanks, I suppose. That was the first time we heard airplane. And then after that, there was a flu epidemic. And they, with the medicine, they land out in Porcupine on a gravel pit. And everybody used to go out there to boat to see airplane. And where would it be now? Down by the slough somewhere. Right across. When I was a child, I remember Hudson Stuck used to do a lot for people. They spared a place, and he had people put a garden there. Maybe 2 years or so, then they never go back there again. And that place is clear. That's where these little planes start landing. And we used to run back there just to see it from across the slough. These must be the nurses. Open pit, they sit. They just sit up there.